Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Say I love you just so I can hear it back sometimes. Other times I love to have you back. Can't think of a night that we ain't turn up to the max, no. Like the album just went platinum, yeah. Turned up to the max. If they pop somebody's chain, then we gotta get it back. No discussion to be had. We ain't going out like that, man. We lit. I've been under pressure. They wanna see me laid out on a stretcher. Gotta keep my head up. Now all of a sudden, people say we cousins. I keep hearing all this, you my brother talk, I can't relate to nothing. My broski down the right, made a knot in the line. You can never break ties. We don't really rate those used there, that's a whole other side. That's a whole nother vibe. They ain't really on shit. Yeah.
Monstrous Radio Live Takeover Tuesday! Yeah, I'm just DJ E-Monster, and I got the Monstars with me. I got Miss Unbelievable in the house, so hope y'all's ready for this show. You know how the number goes, 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 if you wanna talk, but don't call in here all soggy. Come up and excuse me, you guys. Can we take over the show? Because we'll hang up on your ass because you are not monstrous. God, let me go over here and say what's good to Miss Unbelievable right quick. So what's good, my man? How you doing? Hello.
What a do. Yes.
Are you in a monstrously good mood today?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. It was great. Fabulous.
Okay. That's what's up. So, hey, you know what we do? Why don't you give the people a Monstrous Radio weather report? Tell the people where you're at and what's the weather like. Hello.
Hot. It's hot. We're sitting at, I want to say, 91 degrees. Hot with an index of heat of hot. Yeah. That's what it is. Just
God,
hot.
Right. Hey,
no other way to say it.
Right. A lot of people talk about always about how Minnesota is so cold. It's like, if that's the only thing you know about Minnesota, you must have never been here in the summer. We go from one extreme to the next. I mean, directly.
Yeah.
It'll be freezing outside. It'll go to crazy-ass thunderstorm hurricane to straight-up hot Florida. You need tropical-type weather. It is what it is. But it's definitely beautiful here in the Twin Cities. So, hey, if you're out and about outside of our state, make sure you come down here. Check us out. We got the Mall of America. We got the Walker Art Center. We got all kinds of things. We got a lot of indie artists that perform every night of the week. I'm just saying, every night of the week, there's either open mic or somebody's performing somewhere, somehow. So, Sorry, it's Takeover Tuesday. I don't have much who's bumping who and who's getting fat for later on in the show, but I do have some stuff to tell you about. Looks like Jay-Z teamed up with a reggae legend. I'll tell you guys about that coming up here real soon. Do you have any entertainment news that you might have heard about there, Miss Unbelievable?
You know, the crazy thing is I really haven't been hearing no news. A lot of people have been behaving themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately,
the
craziness is. It's hot everywhere. It's
right,
hot, swear
right.
to God. Like, California can't even get people in the door because it's so hot. Like, everywhere's hot. I don't know where this tropical heat wave came from, but it is killing mm-hmm. everybody. It's so hot. It's like hot. Even when it rains, it's hot. How you go hot air when it rains? It's just hot everywhere. So everybody's in the house.
Right.
Staying cool.
Mm-hmm. Y'all heard it. Right. Y'all heard of El Nino, right? Y'all heard of El Nino? Remember when El Nino was in, it was hot? Well, it's El Petty this year. It is, because it's petty as hell outside.
It is. It really is.
Petty.
Petty Sam done the war. He's like, I'm out. Forget Petty Betty. She
right.
ain't doing her job. Petty Sam is here. I'm like, nah, go away.
Right.
Stop playing.
Right.
Hot.
So I will try to get you guys a little bit of information on, there is a verdict out on, I believe, how do you say his name? Is it Philando Steele? I believe how you pronounce his name. I'd
yes.
be always scared to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Philando Castillo.
Big and I don't... See, there we go. There we go. You dig? So
there
you
go.
Yes. There's some things, there's some update news we're going to give you guys about that here coming up real soon. So, let me get into some music. It's Takeover Tuesday. We're waiting for y'all to call in. 424-243-9649. And for those of you that caught the little short school bus where they used to make you wear the helmet with the visor so you wouldn't lick the window, push the big button, player. 424-243-9649. Press 1 to talk. So, here's some hot music. I like this one right here. I don't know if Miss Unbelievable, are you into like the whole, what is it, the frat step type thing? You into that? Was it called Poop Foot?
Yes.
Something like that? Hey, I'm into that
okay.
too. So check it out. Shout out to all the Minnesota Gophers. I hope y'all got something to go with this because they tearing it up down south. Check it out. This is Choo Choo.
Poof out there.
T-Lo and Lil Ray.
We throw that beat. We throw that beat.
We live, y'all. Hey.
Yeah. Take over two.
Bring it back or run out. Bow. And we coming live straight out of Nashville. All four state university. Jackson, Mississippi, Bama.
It's level, baby.
And we can take over the world. Poof out there. We slide. Throw that beat, once and then we throw that beat, twice, then we stomp, stomp, lean left to right, left, right, then we bust that beat down, then bring it back or run out. I'm feeling I'm truest, I still ain't trying to buff you, I'm just dancing to the music. Poop, five, step, like that crooked letter, do it. Can't nobody do it like them black colleges do it. Can't nobody do it like Baton Rouge do it. You're from this rack, can't put your hands up. Acting bad in the club, cause I got my bends up. Your college ain't stomping like my college cutting up. Your band ain't blowing like my band turned up to the max.
Going home, and I'll tell this song. Mother don't know who I am, she better leave me alone.
slide, me slide. We throw that big bust, then we throw that big toss. Then we stomp, stomp, lean left to right and left tight. Then we bust that down, then we bring it back around the house.
Alright. Yeah. Okay. All right, up next, I got a request, so check it out. This right here is Brooklyn Queen. This is called Pretty Girl Stuff, Monstrous Radio Takeover Tuesday. Looks like somebody in Brooklyn's taking over.
And pour me a bowl of Rice Krispie treats. Go and get dressed, I feel like a beauty queen. Nails it and I keep my hair done up. Lip gloss shining when the sun comes up. Pretty girl just doing pretty girl stuff. I'm just a pretty girl doing pretty girl stuff. I'm a pretty girl in my own pretty world. Watch me twist and twirl. I love diamonds, I love pearls. Such a girly girl, cotton candy, candy curls. My pretty girls around the world. Hey, hey, pretty girls on the rise. Oh. Pretty girl and I'm popping. Oh. I look cute all the time. With makeup or if it don't got it. I got so much style. Hey. I do not need a stylist. Hey. Smiley face cause I'm smiling. Hop up out of bed. Go and brush my teeth. Then I do my dance in the mirror. Look at me. Hit the kitchen, pour me a bowl of Rice Krispie treats. Go and get dressed, I feel like a beauty queen. Nails did and I keep my hair done up. Lip gloss shining when the sun comes up. Pretty girl just doing pretty girl stuff. I'm just a pretty girl doing pretty girl stuff. Meet up with my friends, we do pretty girl stuff. Shopping at the mall, we buy pretty girl stuff. The boys, they can't get enough, no. Makeup or if it don't got it. I got so much style. I do not need a stylist. Smiley face cause I'm smiling. Hop up out of bed. Go and brush my teeth. Then I do my dance in the mirror. Look at me. Hit the kitchen, pour me a bowl of Rice Krispie treats. Go and get dressed. I feel like a beauty queen. Nails did and I keep my hair done up. Lip gloss shining when the sun comes. Pretty girls doing pretty girl stuff.
Yeah, Brooklyn Queen.
I'm just a pretty girl doing pretty girl stuff.
Okay. Yeah. The little youngins is trying to come a little correct. Get it? All right. Time is unbelievable. I got one more. Seeing that we on the youngins right quick. Let me go ahead and throw on another youngins group. You know what I mean? Because we got to show some love to the kids. Matter of fact, you guys look for this interview that we're going to have with one of the Twin Cities' own youngins. You did, Kit Kat. We got an interview that we did a little bit with her. That look on MonsterUSRadio.com. That's coming up real soon. We got to get some of her music. You did. But, hey, she got it in.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I love her energy. I love, she is not scared.
Yeah.
No, she is not scared. Not at all. She just goes. Yeah. She just goes. So check it out. I'm going to play this group right here. They go by the name of Brave. It's, was it B-R-A-Y-V-E. You dig? They're from A-Town. Ask them a couple questions on the interview. And these ladies, they really got their stuff together. So check it out. New kids, but it's got a little old school vibe to it. Y'all gonna like it. This is perfect for family reunion, picnics, barbecues. I'm just gonna get into it. Takeover Tuesday, couples anthem, Brave.
It's like a breath of fresh air. Nothing really matters but him, me, doing what we wanna do our way. No worries about whatever they say. They can try to play like they know what it is, but they don't know what it is.
Crazy, but I can't get it.
lovers, if you feel mad, come on, sing it with me.
Nobody's gonna love me better.
Ooh,
no need for diamonds in love.
So if you say bye-bye to the single life, and you can't go without those kisses every single night, and you don't wanna do a thing without them by your side,
you better hold tight, hold tight, hold tight.
Just kissing and hugging, I'm feeling like a kid, all this blushing and crushing. And there ain't no limit to what we becoming. All my lovers, if you feel me, come on, sing it with me.
Nobody's gonna love me better.
So like we said, hey, we hitting y'all with some youngins. You dig? They go by the name of Brave, like B-R-A-Y-V-E, you dig? Because they are from the A-Town, and they keeping their name and their whole thing, so it's almost like Brave. It is what it is. So, all right, Takeover Tuesday. Tonight's the only night we allow you to take over the show, promote whatever you do. We don't care if you're an author, an actor. You could be a porn star. It doesn't matter. You can babysit on the weekends. All you got to do is call us up, 424-243-9649. Press 1 to talk, and you can promote yourself. Uh-oh. Looks like it's unbelievable. Looks like somebody already done called in to start pushing 1. We got some people over here, but they scared. But we do got somebody who I think might just be monstrous. Let's go ahead and see who it is. 832-329. You heard that bing in your ear. Who we got on the line? Hello, you ready to take over?
Yeah, what's up? This is Mr. ALC calling from Houston Apple Store Ministries in the building, you know what I'm saying? ESE Production Texas in the house, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Elvis, you know what I'm saying? Showing me a little emotion. Sure. I got some music coming up from my boy C-Dub, my boy T-Day out of New York. We got T-Day HD, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be getting with you, E-Monsters, so I can get their music to you so you can interview them, man. You know what I'm saying? I got some exciting stuff coming out of my girl, Lady Katrina Ministries, on the gospel side. I got a lot of stuff going on right now. You know, I ain't been on line in a while, but we getting stuff together, so I'm just getting stuff together so I can have just a whole big old showcase with you, you know what I'm saying? So I can put all my people out there that I'm managing and promoting, you know what I'm saying? So just shout out to my boy Elvis for putting me down. Shout out to E. Monster, you know what I'm saying? H-Town, Houston, Texas in the building, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. So hey, now you were talking about, you know, like basically, you know, about gospel artists and stuff. You know, I believe you said one of your artists is a gospel artist. Now that's something that people don't really, I say you don't really hear too much about today. You know what I mean? I mean, the 80s, right. 90s, it was just as prevalent as everything else. You don't see it that much today. So tell us a little bit about, you know what I mean, what can we expect from, you know, your gospel artist? And, you know, tell us a little bit about the scene. What's been going on with the scene?
Oh, man, the gospel scene in Houston has been blowing, man. It's been remarkable, man. We blowing up, you know. God is getting pumped up down here in H-Town, you know. Everything is going on. My boy Dre OG, he already had the Jehovah game. We had a Jehovah game going on down here. And then we got the same team, Houston. We got a couple people, Shy Crunk and I Am Justified and the rest of the Dope House movement, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing down here in the gospel side. You can check all of them out. You go on YouTube and check out Same Team Houston and check out the videos on Same Team Houston. You'll get to glimpse of most of all the little gospel rappers down here, most of the underground gospel rappers. You can check that out on YouTube. But, you know, like I was saying, my boy Tate HD, he's out of New York. He's a young cat. He's like 18. He's out of New York. He's out of Queens. I'm managing him now. And you can find him on SoundCloud. And my boy C Dub, he coming out this little town in Texas. So I just got a lot of stuff going on. Then I have a female singer. Her name is Lady Katrina Ministries. You can also find her on SoundCloud, YouTube, and all that stuff. And they, you know, we just blowing up down here in H-Town on the gospel side and on the secular side. You know what I'm saying? I try to give and dab in both sides because I've been in the music industry for a long time. So I just try to do a little stuff. And like I say, shout out to my boy Elvis again for putting me down with E-Monster. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's my boy. That's my text to Florida Connect ESC Productions in the building.
Yeah, Elvis is that dude.
That's
Elvis
up.
Is that dude.
Nice.
I'm going to have to buy him some blue suede shoes. I'm just saying it is what it is. But all right, bud. This right here is my co-host, Miss Unbelievable. Now, I'll see if maybe she got something she might want to ask you right quick. You got a question for Miss
Miss Unbelievable, didn't I have a conversation with you one time about your son doing some music? We never did get back hooked up with it because I had been busy. I think that I mean, I had a conversation before I read it.
Really?
ain't your son a rapper or something? Didn't mean you have a conversation before I read it?
No, I don't recall having no conversation with you.
But your son is also into the rap, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that was somebody Elvis took with. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead with your question, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't have no question as of now. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
I know the rap game has been out for a while. There's been a lot of rappers that have kind of put the gospel rap on the map. I know it wasn't accepted, so how is it being accepted? Well, I do guess I have a question. How is it being accepted in Houston? Because I know for a while it wasn't being accepted spiritual or inspirational.
Yeah, right now, you know, the churches and all that, you know, they grab a hold to it now down here. The churches are, you know, some of the older preachers and cats, they're grabbing hold to it now and understanding that, hey, if they don't get no gospel rap in there and get the youngsters in the church is going to die. So they really just taking hold to it now, taking heed to what these young people are saying and what they talked about and understanding the young people. So it's really blowing up down here, man. It's almost getting to a secular level down here. They started on the gospel rap. You know, they having concerts just as big as, they having gospel concerts big like that. Like I say, if you go on YouTube and type in the Same Team Houston, you'll see most of all the underground Houston rappers, and they got videos for them, separate videos for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Young Vaughn and there's a whole lot of dudes on there. Too Crumb for Jesus, he's down with Joel Osteen. You know, his videos, you see Joel Osteen and John Gray and all them in the videos with him because he goes to their church and they represent him real well. And, you know what I'm saying? This is a lot of my other gospel dudes, they got different churches they under and they represent them real good. My boy, I Am Justified. He got stuff on YouTube too. He, And he be in the rap scene. He down with rap a lot, so he doing some gospel with rap a lot now. He down with Lil Jay Sullivan. Oh. So they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's really blowing up down here.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so right. Just like I say, if y'all listening, go check out the same team, Houston. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see all the little gospel, and then it'll take from there. Once you look at the same team, Houston, then it'll break off different rappers. Like my rapper is Dre OG. You'll see him on there, and then he has his own song, Jehovah Gang, on YouTube. You can go check it out. He got a lot of other stuff on there, but Jehovah Gang is the video, you know what I'm saying? That's Click. That's all Click Jehovah Gang. We got the Jehovah Gang move. You know, we a gang, but we ripping for Jesus, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just deep. It's going down here, H-Town. We just trying to do something different. You know what I'm saying? And like my boy on the secular side, my boy C-Dub. Then I got my little brother, Greg L. The Great. He did music for Flip, Grit Boys, Power Wise, a lot of other artists. He did a lot of it. I got a lot of stuff I'm going to get with you, E-Monster. So I'm going to send you. I'm going to do a whole little showcase. And I'm going to have all of them on here at the same time. And all my people on here at one time. We're going to try to do one big showcase one time.
Right. Okay, that's
I definitely want to give it to you first, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you show my boy Elvis so much love, and he told me how much love you showed him. So I say, well, I'm going to show E-Muscle some love. I'm going to give it to him first. Don't let nobody
okay,
other radio station get it first. Let me give it to E-Muscle first.
Right, okay. That's what's up. Monster salute. Monster salute. Cause, hey,
yeah, me and you on Facebook together, so don't worry about it. I got you. We already connected on Facebook, so I got you.
Okay. All right. Well, matter of fact, the video that you wanted us to check out, make sure you tag me in it. And then what I'll do is I'll add you to the Monstrous Radio group, and then you can start posting the stuff in there, because I definitely want all of our fans and listeners on Facebook and things like that to be able to check it out as well. You did, because you definitely, the way you presented it, it's very interesting. Like, this, it's very, very interesting. But, and see, I'll be needing that type of music, because this is what it is to me. This is part of what Monstrous Radio represents. Like, some people used to ask me, why would I play, here's an example, like a song like Percocet. You dig? Because that's what the youngins are listening to. If you listen to what he's, Mask Off by Future. If you really listen to him, he's talking about taking his mask off. He just used it in that type of way. You dig? So I play those music because that's what the youngins are listening to. But then I try to hit them with something that's real. You know what I mean? They get used to all this other stuff, but then I get them with that, and then I try to hit them with something real. Matter of fact, here's something that I would hit them with. And it's like a ghetto gospel song. I want you to listen to it when we come back. I want you to tell me what you think of it. You and it's unbelievable. So check it out. I'm just going to spin it. It's called Hood Gospel. Y'all check it out. Monstrous Radio, Takeover Tuesday.
Yeah. What you know about that Perry Home shit? When that water boy crawling in that baby girl mouth. Kill. Did that shit and kill a white folk living up in the big house.
Now tell me, can you stand that? Been in the trap about 4 days. Can't sleep, these bills, they gotta get paid. These niggas snitched and brought up your name. Now tell me, can you stand that? Hearing your partner just got killed. The cops shot him like he didn't deserve to live.
Oh, no.
Stuck in this trap and I'm feeling pain, trying hard just to stand the rain.
Hard with it. Thought I ran out of guap, didn't it?
Nope.
Thought I ran out of faking God.
What?
Thought I ran out of car, didn't it? Even though me and Tasia broke up, I missed a respect shower with hard with. I had 6 goals like a spade hand. I ain't even play cards. And I never knew nothing about a visa. Food stamped them our people. The Barino family used to sing so hard, I started crying like a tired weeper. Shouted came with that street sweep. Shouted up some sweet people.
Damn.
1 week without Jesus is a weak nigga.
Now tell me, can you stand it? Why did your mama cry?
Don't start crying.
Tears running down her face. She just heard her baby died. Now tell me, can you stand it? Living on this earth in hell.
see ISIS and bunch of niggas kicking in these doors. What the hell are we working for? Mama used to be crying in the room, now mama be twerking on. Now what the hell is my daughter doing? God please bless my family. Everything about to be ruined. Move out the hood, up to be ruined. Your bubble gum ass need chewing. Swear to God, I want to pray for you, but I can't do it because you evil doing and I'm right with it. Turn around with that Glock with it. Bust it off, I got shots with it. And protecting my house with it. This is what I supposed to do. You don't remember them folding shoes. You don't remember them pro wings that the glad went through and I bled through the shoes.
Now tell me, can you stand it? This rain. Tell me, can you stand it? This pain. Tell me, can you stand it?
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Tell me, can you stand it? Now tell me, can you stand it? Living on this open hell. In the trap, getting out that way. In a place that's full of pain. Tell me, can you stand it?
My wings gone, I can't fly, God. Scared to ask you why, God. Thank God I went blind. What is wrong with my eyes, God? Leave me, I can't see you. Everybody coming D2. They bust a kid and I'm running through. Everybody wanna be fool, but I'm smart enough and I'm hard enough. Tell me what's bothering you. And I swear to help you if I can. My coat is in my main man. Now who the fuck killed mama, boy? Why the hell y'all talking joy? Why the hell we hungry? God help your son, boy, Israel.
Your mama ain't never got shot 5 times, bro. Your dad ain't no purified, bona fide junkie, bro. Dolly never had to borrow ice beforehand. We don't need sugar no more. We don't need flour, though. We still in the rain, baby. Yeah. Come from the church with it, though. From my son, him,
please. Tell me,
That's Young Bro and Rico Barino. Rico Barino, I'm sorry, I just gotta say his name like that. But yeah, okay, we'll start out with you, Miss Unbelievable. Tell me, I mean, how you feel about that track right there?
You know, it was very inspirational. Each artist talks about their pain, each artist talks about, you know, what inspired them, and you know, the inspiration was that was what they've seen and what a mother's pain is and what she goes, how she, you know, what happens when something happens to their child. So it's just a cry out to God to say, hey God, are you listening? Can you hear me? This is what's going on. This is what my heart is saying. You know, it's all with love though. So
okay,
yeah,
so, you feel about it.
Well, you know, it's something different, you know what I'm saying? You know, you said when you gave me a ghetto, when you said a ghetto gospel, you know, it took me somewhere else, you know. It's very inspirational, but once you hear some of the stuff that we got, you going to really think it's ghetto gospel, you know what I'm saying? Because we go a little deeper. It was inspirational, though, but yeah. But once you get into some of the artists that I'm talking about and you see what I'm talking about, they go real. Like my boy Global Gospel too, he's like the overseer. We call him the overseer. He like 50 years old, but he's still putting out records. So he's a gospel artist and he's right. The overseer. We call him Stacy Williams. He's also a pastor, but he's a gospel rapper too. And he like the overseer of all us down here. Man, when you hear some of his stuff, you understand. You know, it's real hood, but it's gospel, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
I'm gonna get on your page. I'm gonna be tagging you with a lot of stuff. You're gonna be like, ooh, I gotta play that.
That's right.
Telling
you. That's what's up. Well, I tell you this, you made me a fan of who you called the overseer. Already, because you said he's 50 years old, still putting out records.
You're right.
I love that because that's a real artist, musician, that somebody that just loves the music. Can't nobody tell him nothing. He's going to make music regardless. You dig? I'm a big fan of that already. I'm just saying.
Yeah, go with gospel. We call him the overseer. He called me his little brother. He called me his little brother because me and him about the two oldest ones putting down in the gospel game down here. So. Mm-hmm. And the rest of them niggas, our nephews,
okay.
We call them our nephews. We like Snoop. We call them the rest of them our nephews because we the OGs of the game down here.
Right,
so we,
right.
We went from secular to the gospel side. So you know, we go back and forth. So we mostly do the gospel because both of us pastors now. So you know, most of us do gospel now. So. That's what we pushing now, the gospel, because we trying to get the youth into the church and all that stuff. Because there's a lot of youth don't go to church down here in H-Town, so we're trying to pull them back to the church. Like my boy, like I
right.
told you, my boy Too Crunk for Jesus. You know, my boy Too Crunk for Jesus, he takes beats. Most of his songs, he takes beats from other people and remixes.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it to another song. Like, he got a song that, with the old boy had, I woke up in a Bugatti, but he got a song called I Woke Up in a Brand New Body. He used the same beat, but he wake up in a brand new body. He got, I'm going to send it to you. I'm telling you, he's, what Too Crunk, he's real talented. He is, him and his group, the Dope Movement, they got a lot of people. Core Rose, she used to be a stickler, she used to sing. She's a gospel rapper now. A lot of them been in the industry already, but they just went to the gospel side.
Right.
She was signed to Lil Face at the time when she was on secular side. There was a little group on the secular side, and she went to this retreat, and God talked to her at the retreat, and she went gospel. So,
deep.
A lot of them got nice little testimonies and stuff, man. And I'm telling you, I got a little deep, man. We got a little deep, little H-Town connection click down here with the gospel. We doing it down here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the secular dudes are picking up on it. They like, oh man, we might have to have a double show. We might have to have a gospel and secular show together because they feeling this, you know. We gotta go do mm-hmm. that gospel, Rick Potter. The church people even coming
right.
out to the shows. What's going on? You know, so yeah, they checking it out. So it's really picking up. We had a little hip hop club for a little while, but the dude he wasn't really into it, so we looking for us another spot right now. So he's trying to get us another spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and Elvis, we trying to get the little underground fest down here too. So we gonna probably mix the gospel and the secular together when we do the underground fest down here. Yeah, okay.
Well, how can people get
hold
of you if they want to get involved with something like that?
Oh, if they want to get in touch with me, they can hit me on Facebook, Prophet Raphael Stokes. They can hit me on Facebook. They can hit me on Twitter, Mr. Man of God. Instagram, Mr. Man of God. Everything is Mr. Man of God. You can't miss me on Twitter, Instagram, or none of that. But on Facebook, it's Prophet Raphael Stokes. On YouTube is Minister Raphael Stokes. You know, I have some sermons. You go check out some of my sermons on there, too. Let me pump myself up. You know, I got a little preacher sermons
right.
on there. You know, you go check it out on YouTube, too. You know, I don't do no rapping. I'm the CEO and the man. I'm like Slim in the Cash Money. I sit in the back and count the money and take care of the business.
Somebody gotta do it.
Yeah, me and my boy Dre OG and Jehovah Gang. They say he the Birdman and I'm the Slim. You know, we put him out there in the front line and I just take back and watch the money and take care of the business. Because this is
right.
definitely a
okay.
business, you know. Sometimes people don't know the gospel side. You know, you got to, you know, I learned from the best. When I first met Shirley Caesar, she taught me about, hey, don't let them punk you for your anointing. Get your money. So she taught me that about 4 years ago when I first got into the game. She said, whatever you do, rap, sing, preach, whatever, make sure you get your money. Don't let them punk you for your anointing. So I took that word and ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, man, I enjoy your shows, man. I just sometimes I don't even sign in because I be busy. I just be listening in, checking you out, man. I be checking you out on Facebook. I just ain't been on here since Elvis introduced me that time, but I just been busy trying to get my artists and stuff together, so we come to do a big little showcase for you.
Right. Okay. That's what's up, bro. Okay. Hey, yeah. I can live with that. I can live with that. Yeah. I can live with that.
Yeah.
So what we need you to do, though, is tell everybody you have this interview and tell them to go to the archives and listen to the archives and tell them that, you know, you was on here and that they just keep hearing it and listening and listening. So when it's time for y'all to come on, they'll know when it's their time.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, when I come on here, when my crew come on here, y'all, that little line gonna be lit up. They gonna be trying to get in there. There's a lot of we got a nice little following. Follow us, man. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. So we post it, they be like, "What you gonna be on what tonight? Hold on."
Right, right. Okay. Why? Well, yeah,
so they gonna be blowing up
with me, so we can make it happen.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you up on Facebook. I'm gonna definitely hit you with the same team, Houston, so you could at least start. I'm going to start hitting you with a whole lot of the videos first and let you start checking out the videos. And then we have to get to the music to you. We'll do that, get the MP3 to you so you can play it while we online or
right.
whatever. So we can do this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you already
24-hour stream as well?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, yeah. Elvis was telling me about you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I got to get back with E-Muster. He's like, man, you got to get back with E-Muster, man. You know, you got to look down there at H-Town, man. You got to do it. I was like,
yeah, that's what's up. Because, hey, bro, because we do have, a fan base all throughout Texas, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Us helping you, you're actually helping us endorse back with our fans back down there, you know what I mean? They'll definitely see how active something is that's going on down that way, and they'll most likely definitely jump back into the sink of what's going on with Monsters Radio Live Network. So,
Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, no, it's all good. I just got a request I got to slap right quick. It's by Turn Up Kings. It's called Party. Looks like we got Jazzy D over here. She's one of our monsters in Atlanta, Georgia. She ain't pressed one yet. She's probably multitasking, too. I know she's trying to get a lot of things together for gutter and feng shui. So I check it out. This right here is by request off of Instagram. It's called Party. It's by Turn Up Kings right here on Monsters Radio. Big shout out to Mr. Woods and...
Are you ready to party
Tuesday.
Tonight?
Stand up.
So fellas, grab a girl by the hair, get on the floor and dance. So stand up. Ooh, yeah. Cause ain't no party like a TUK party, cause the TUK party don't stop. Cause ain't no party like a TUK party, cause the TUK party don't stop.
An award for best party of the year. Applause encore, party over here.
Yeah.
Living life like we just don't care. A lot of great vibes in the atmosphere. It's about to go down, got our party shoes. Watch the fam burn it down at the barbecue. See my cousins, my aunties, and my Uncle Sue. Uh-oh, here we go, about to act the fool. Came to get my grub on and attack the food. I'm feeling the love, y'all, yo, pass the booze. Throw that TUK on just to match the mood. Let's keep the party going with the classic room.
Are you ready to party tonight? So stand up. So fellas, grab a girl by the hand, get on the floor and dance. So stand up. Ooh, yeah. Cause ain't no party like a TUK party, cause a TUK party don't stop. Cause ain't no party like a TUK party, cause a TUK party don't stop. Ooh, yeah. There's a party going on right here. So if you came to party and you are somebody, wave your hands like you just don't care.
This a
Summertime, sit back and unwind and just flex. Nobody don't be vex. Grab a seat, rest up, off of your feet and sit down. And grab something for you. This is the light, that's all we know. No papa, not a buckle ammo. When you're in our side, this is how we go. L, L.
You can't deny ya, boy, I'm on fire. You wanna rock with me? Your girlfriend wanna party with me? Cause you know I get M.O.B. Hey, mama told me there be days like this, full of pretty women, diamonds on my neck and wrist. And they don't wanna leave, all the girls wanna stay, cause they know how big body play. Yeah, yeah. And I got some real G's with me, T.U.K. Hey, do it up with me. And I can't forget my brother Crash Course, ballin' out, showin' no remorse. Take a picture of me, ride back like I'm riding on the Vegas Strip. My wrists all rocky, gold on the lip. Throw them pitchforks up, it's the West Side. You know how we do it, it's the best time. Real G's pour it up in the red cup. That's solo, then we get modo. Now you can watch me peel out in the photo. T.U.K. party tipping on the low low.
Are you ready to party tonight? So stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. So fellas, grab a girl by the hand, get on the floor and dance. T.U.K. party, cause the T.U.K. party don't stop. Cause ain't no party like a T.U.K. party, cause the T.U.K. party don't stop.
Don't stop.
Ooh, yeah, there's a party going on right here. So if you came to party and you are somebody, wave your hands like you just don't care. Cause ain't no party like a T.U.K. party, cause the T.U.K. party don't stop. Cause ain't no party like a T.U.K. party, cause the T.U.K. party don't stop. T.U.K. party, cause the T.U.K. party don't stop. Cause ain't no party like the T.U.K. party, cause the T.U.K. party don't stop.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio Live. I got one more request coming in by a comedian by the name of Six from Orono, Minnesota. So check it out. After that, we're going to come back, wrap up the show, do our shout-outs and our last words. So check it out. Oh, I forgot. I got to tell y'all about who Jay-Z teamed up with, the reggae artist that's world known, and his dad is even bigger than him. If you can tell me on Facebook right now who it is, you win a Monstrous Radio t-shirt. But this right here just came in by request. Faith Evans, Snoop Dogg, and Big and Notorious B.I.G.
Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party don't stop.
When we party on the West Coast, West Coast, drinking and smoking all night long. They keep it funky on the West Coast. It's funky on the left hand
side. Take over Tuesday.
Get your lyrics, God. Just split ya. Head so hard that your hat can't fit ya. Either I'm with ya or against ya. Format bent ya. Back through that maze I sent ya.
The maze is a daze I blaze, I will amaze. Smoking while you're looking with some California A's. Me and Big, what it is, get it in. Sipping gin with the hen in the alleyway. Bang in the alleyway.
Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type. Fifth that flame right. Spell my name right. B I double G I E. Iced out, lights out. Me and C the Leo.
S N double O P, Big Dio. Old school nigga, 84 El Camino, LBC, no, we love Big Dito, I-E-Y, make it even Bernardino.
When we party on the West party, drinking and smoking all night long. Keep it funky on the West.
We keep it funky on the West side.
West Coast, yeah.
Going back to Cali, strictly for the weather, women and the weed. Green. No seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood. Ain't no love lost.
Y'all know I'm from the West, I'm the king to be exact. You better holler at me when you need that grinding sack. I got it all, one call, no stall, on the ball. Winter, spring, summer, fall, listen to me, holler at you, dog. Words of the clever, forever multiply. Birds of a feather, preparing on the fly. Perfection, selection, this is a B-I-G-E-P-G-C connection.
I'ma spell my name one more time, check it. It's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow, sipping on booze in the house of blues. What it do?
When we party on the West Coast, drink, we be drinking.
Coast party, cause the West Coast party don't stop.
Do you wanna ride with me? Do you wanna ride?
Like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party don't stop.
Yeah, I know you wanna ride with us monstrously. Hey, Monster and the Monsters. Make sure you check us out at monsterusradio.com. where you can buy some of our monstrous shirts, you can get some pants, all kinds of things. We even got some new monstrous shorts. I'm just saying, and ladies, I know y'all gonna love the Monster Cut shirt, so make sure you check that out. You can also check out my DJ Monster page over there to check out my mixes and all other kinds of things that I got going on, whether it be my personal music or whatever. Yeah, there. So I, Miss Unbelievable, before we go ahead and end the show off, we'll go ahead and open up the lines again here in just a second. But can you guess who I might have been talking about when I said Jay-Z teams up with a world-known reggae artist?
What's that? I have a name, but I can't think of who it is. And his dad was real known, but I can't think of his name right now. Come back to me.
Okay.
I can't think of his name right now.
Okay.
But I know
okay,
that
cool.
I can't think of his name.
I know who it is. It's on the tip of my tongue, but not on the tip of a T-shirt. It
oh,
is right
I hate that.
Oh,
I hate that. I hate that. Oh.
All right, hold on. Let me check on my page to see if anybody got it right.
Look,
I'm
going to mute myself to think about it. I'm going to mute myself to think about it. Hold on.
All right. Well, check it out. This is what it says. This is what the article says. It says, since Jay-Z appeared in multiple features, fans have been clamoring for a new album, but after a photo appeared with the Roc Nation head honcho in Jamaica with Damian Marley, fans think the release is closer than we think. Oh. In an interview with Billboard, Marley seemingly confirmed that Hov is, in fact, working on new music. Marley tells the publication that Hov asked him to take him on a musical tour around Jamaica. So this is what it says. We did work in the studio. This is what Damian Marley said. We did some work in the studio recently, and he wanted to come to Jamaica to get a tour of the place. Marley tells Book, this is what he told Billboard magazine over the phone. It says that he's been to Jamaica before, talking about Jay-Z, but never to Kingston. So he wanted to come down to Kingston. He asked Damian Marley if they could be there, show him around, and give him a tour, a musical tour, in the terms of history in Kingston. You dig? So, wow. So although Marley didn't give any details on what their collaboration would appear on, but he did confirm that they was working, that he's working with the legendary MC on something. So wow, I can see that from Jay though. You dig? That's a power.
Yeah,
I can see that from Jay and him being from New York. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, but haven't Damian been in Minnesota though? Hasn't he visited here a couple of times?
I wouldn't doubt it. I want to say he has. I can't say for sure. You know what I mean? Because I'd be so busy, he might have came in and got out on me. You dig? But I believe he has been here.
Yeah, I think he was at one of the reggae spots for some reggae festival here. If I'm not
right,
mistaken.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Right, right. I think I know which one you're talking about because I believe Dubtonic Crew was there, who we also interviewed here on Monsters Radio. They even did a song for us. Matter of fact, I should play that real soon. Let's see, who else was here? I think... Morgan's Heritage, the band was here. But yeah, I think I know which big reggae event you're talking about because they have that big reggae event every year. And it's super big.
Every year.
I can't remember exactly what city they have it in, exactly what city it is. But yeah, it's very big. So if you guys hear about it here in the Twin Cities, make sure y'all go see it. This is real reggae music, man. Real reggae. I know that sounded real funny. I sound like a British dude. I did not sound Jamaican.
Yes, you did. No, you did not.
But yeah.
Stop it, please.
I think. See, you did not have to help me. I did not need no help.
I'm
no,
just saying.
I did not need no help.
You needed a co-signer on that one.
No.
LeBron has no help. Pote.
Nope, none.
You need it a little bit.
So, all right, so that's your who's bumping who, who's getting slapped, rock, also known around here as the entertainment news. So I'm going to go ahead and back, open up the line and back again to our guest. Get there and see if he's got any shout-outs and let him drop his social media here one more time. Go ahead, bro. If you got some shout-outs you want to do and drop your social media again so people can connect with you because, you know, they can listen to this 24 hours a day, 365.
Oh, really? Watch the clock. Let me get the real Jamaican on your first note. Yeah, my daddy is from Jamaica, straight out of Kingston, so, you know, I had to get the real roster. I'm dreaded up now, you know what I'm saying? But shouts out to my boy, ES Promotions, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's in the house, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my After the Store family, all my St. T. Houston Gospel family, you know what I'm saying? My boy, C-Dug, G, all y'all, man. I can't name all y'all right now. We'll get back into that when we get into this, you know, our showcase when we be on here. But, yo, you can reach me at Prophet Raphael Stokes on Facebook, Mr. Man of God on Instagram, Mr. Man of God on all the rest of the social media. You can't miss me. But especially on the Prophet Raphael Stokes page on Facebook. And plus, you can hit me on YouTube, Minister Raphael Stokes page. So you can't miss me. You know, hit me up. You need management. You need some hookups. You know, in the H-Town, just hook up with me. I'm the man. They call me the Baby Suge Knight of H-Town, so get back with me.
Boom. Okay, there it is. And remember, if you missed any of this information, you can always listen to the archive 24/7 in the paper, and you can get it all down. So, all right, what you got for us later tonight, Miss Unbelievable?
Always, first and foremost, giving God the glory, yes. Shout out to my children, my grandchildren. Shout out to the kids who are finishing up school. Let it be, once again, I'm saying this until probably summer's over. Let it be a safe summer. Stop the violence. We got a lot of things coming up about bullying, the walk, and just love. I mean, I feel like, you know, love is in the air. Just love your brothers, love your sisters. Support all the artists that are up and coming, whether it be gospel, whether it be secular. Just show some love, you know, listen to their music. They all have a storyline. They all have a story to tell, and their story's coming from their heart. So big ups, Monsters Radio, E-Monster, H-Town, and all of those who are doing it down there. Peace and love.
There it is. There it is. And y'all know how I do it. I just say shout out to everybody that called in, that listened to the link. Whether you press one or not, you are definitely greatly appreciated, monstrously. Big shout-out to Jazzy B. She's over there. You can hook up with her. I believe it's Jazzy3000 on all social media. If you can't connect with her, make sure you connect with me or Miss Unbelievable, and we'll definitely get you connected with her. Let's see. Big shout-out to my music club, Rep My City TV, all the DJ squads that I'm affiliated with. Let's see. What else did I have to say on my way up out of here? Don't forget, July 8th, I'll be at Raspberry Island. Me and the Monstars will be DJing the event. And also on July 4th, it's called, I believe it's Fun Jam, I believe it is. I'll get you guys the information. Everything will be in the Monsters Radio group on Facebook. If you're not in there, make sure you send for a request because we do have a filter. We don't allow scammers or spammers up inside of our house. Get it? So you will be filtered. let's see, what else? I don't think there's much else I can say. It is what it is. Connect with me, DJ E-Monster. Just put in DJ E-Monster in all social media or just hashtag it. You'll find me. Or just go straight to MonsterUSRadio.com. Go to my DJ E-Monster page, and you'll find it. You did. So I ran out of time. I'm about to hit my own self with the Grammy music. It is what it is. So all right, y'all have a good night. If you're in the Twin Cities, I know it's lit somewhere. If you're in Houston, somebody's got to be doing something. You dig? Go out, have a good time, and relax. Musa, you dig? And remember, people, the main thing we need to remember this summer is how to control our temper. If we can control our temper, we can stop from all the fighting, all the petty, and all that other stuff. That's the monstrous challenge for 2017. Control your monstrous. Y'all have a good night now. Peace.